our studios to talk about the winter awareness and what's going to be coming up. You know, it was 82 yesterday. It's going to be a nice week this week. Our friends over the Nebraska Department of Transportation, National Weather Service Office. I want to bring Kerry Scott in here first. He helped set up this whole thing a little bit. Kerry, just grab that microphone a little bit there. First of all, how the heck are you, man?
Pretty good, Rich.
Good to have you back.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
You betcha. And Nebraska Department of Transportation, you're gearing up all for the winter season whenever it gets here, right?
That's right. And after the weather we had yesterday, it's kind of hard to even imagine the winter's coming. But
doesn't seem like it's going to get here, huh?
Yep.
Let's introduce the room a little bit, especially that guy right next to you. He should have been here last year, but he wasn't. But you brought him in for a special occasion, didn't you?
That's right. We have to get him started. First, we got Levi Boffman, who is the superintendent of the highways in the southwest counties in Nebraska, seven counties. Then we have Lance Gillen, who is the supervisor of the highways in Red Willow, some of Frontier and Hitchcock County.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Mr. Sean Jacobs, who's with the National Weather Service out of North Platte.
So we got a good room here, no question about it. Swing that microphone over to Levi, because I know he's been dying to get on the airwaves. It's about time we get you in the studio, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Ready to have a good conversation.
You betcha. As superintendent now, I mean, you guys all talk, and you're getting a plan ready for the next couple of months, whenever winter hits, right?
For sure, certainly, yeah. Right now, we're going through a process of validating, calibrating all of our trucks, getting all the winter equipment put on it, and just waiting for the snow to start flying.
This takes a lot of planning. You just can't snap your fingers and just think everything's going to go as planned, right?
Right. Well, like Kerry said, we have 54 trucks in our district. Half of those are mine over in the western side, and you know, it's a whole week trying to get all the winter gear put on the trucks and get them calibrated and make sure they're putting down the right amount of chemical for the winter events.
At 54 trucks, it means a lot of manpower, isn't it?
It is. All hands on deck from every shop.
I bet there's been some years where have all 54 trucks been out at once?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Kerry and Lance would probably remember better than me, but I'm sure we've had all 54 trucks and every loader and snowblower and grader out on the road at one time.
You bet. Lance is kind of a veteran. I'm not saying he's old, but he's been around for a while, haven't you, Mr. Gillen?
Well, it's been a few years.
Yeah. But anyway, you guys are all ready to go, and it's starting to get prepared for what's Mother Nature throws us, which could be sometime in November, couldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And so one thing, Levi was talking, right now the trucks are getting calibrated today. This week, the trucks in the western, or both sides of the district, are doing that, getting out there and making sure they're putting out the exact amount of chemical. So we're not wasting any, and when we're putting it down, we know exactly the amount that we're putting down. So that's what our guys are doing this week, get that all ready.
How much, do I dare ask, how much chemical do you use in a winter season?
I'll carry... It would depend from year to year. Kerry, you know, would have a better idea on that. So,
but it's a lot of it, huh?
It depends on the year. Yeah, absolutely. So
that's where you go back to last year a little bit on that. Okay, Kerry, you're gonna answer that as far as how
I'll
much chemical and what
it.
Do you think?
We have about 10,000 tons of rock salt in the district.
Wow.
That you know, on a good year we might use it all, but I'm hoping about half of that this year.
Snow, ice. I mean, it seems like. It's kind of, is it 50-50 when it comes to snow, and then you have your snowy days, you have your icy days, kind of 50-50 or something like that, am I right?
Well, it seems like last year, for sure, we had a lot of freezing drizzle events, and those seem to be as much, if not more, of a problem than an actual snowstorm for just dangerous conditions.
Exactly. Lance, you've done it all. You've been a driver for a lot of years, having to get up early or stay late, trying to get those roads cleared as much as you can.
Oh, absolutely. So one thing we do a little bit different now is just a little bit more preventative maintenance. It used to be we'd wait until the snowstorm was done and then start treating afterwards, but it's a little bit more proactive than reactive now, and we're out there treating as the storm's going on. Some storms we may pre-treat, just depending on the conditions. And if we can get the most out of the salt brine on a pre-treat, and then as treating as a as the storm's going on and we're not allowing it just to build up and pack on the road, and then you end up with inches of packed snow on your road at the end of the storm. So we're a lot more proactive and trying to keep it from stick as the storm's going on. And it, and we know it's worked, because over years ago you would spend days after a storm trying to get rid of snowpack, and we just haven't had those, unless it just happens to be crazy conditions, but we don't deal with that near as much as we used to.
Now that pre-treat really helps. When you do it beforehand, it helps for the next day or so, doesn't it?
It does, if you have the right conditions. So if there's any chance of rain, we won't pre-treat. You don't want it just washing off. And if the wind's going to blow, it could actually cause more problems. You could have a cold, dry snow that's going to blow across the road. But if we pre-treat ahead of time, then it'll tend to stick to that pre-treat. So it just depends on the conditions, and that's where communication comes in with the forecast and throughout the district with Kerry and the superintendents on whether or not we're going to pre-treat, or if it's best not to in that storm and start treating during the storm as soon as possible.
All right, Sean, it's your turn. Here's the guy that we blame for everything. No, I'm just teasing, Sean. Good to have you back. You were here last year, and we appreciate it.
Oh, I appreciate this. This is I love talking about weather. This is my passion, so appreciate being here.
Coming off a summer where, man, of course, we you've heard about our big hailstorm we had. We had some nasty weather in the summer. Is that going to transition now into the winter months?
Well, you know, Yes and no. It's one of the first ones to say. You know, if you remember last year, it was almost a tale of two winters. We started off very warm and dry, and that remained. And then most of our impactful weather came during the back half of the winter season. You know, we anticipate that once again this year. It's going to be warmer than average leading up through, you know, Christmas time into the new year. But we expect snowstorms and really that impactful weather there the latter half of the winter season. That's at least how it looks right now. And the reason for it is we're in a global pattern where it's going to really favor clipper type systems. We've already mentioned freeze and drizzle. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, we're looking at more opportunity for freezing drizzle, those more nuisance snowstorms or light snow events before the latter half of winter, when we potentially could get some bigger snowstorms.
Of course, these guys would probably agree that ice is a lot worse than the snow. I mean, when it comes to traveling, stuff like that, you'd rather have the snow, probably.
I love snow over ice any day.
Exactly right. You bet. I know you folks in the National Weather Service, all our offices, we hook up with Goodland, with Hastings, kind of North Platte, our area counties. You guys all kind of coordinate and help each other out and really depend on each other, don't you?
Most definitely. You know, we're one National Weather Service. We're not a collection of offices. We're one National Weather Service. So, you know, we're always working together, you know, serving one another, because we want folks to know what the weather is going to be. Not only, you know, it helps NDOT out. So, you know, if people know that there's a big winter storm, you know, maybe they delay their travel. So, you know, so the men and women can get their job done, you know, and keep those roads safe.
And these guys in coordination with you a lot via phone, email, whatever you need to communicate with each other, you do it, don't you?
Most definitely. And it's a two-way communication as well. You know, we're you know, providing the weather, but they're also providing vital information for us so that we can help upgrade or you know, put out on our social media accounts, whatever, where the most impactful, you know, weather conditions are going at that time.
I know in the summertime, you really rely on your storm chasers to provide you information, stuff like that. It same applies in the winter months, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you can always see it so much with the radar, and with most of your snow falling below the radar beam. You know, a lot of times, unless it's we hear from, you know, our partners, you know, we might not know exactly how heavy the snow is falling or how much the wind is impacting, you know, visibility. And visibility is huge. You know, in town, it might not be that bad. But once you get out in those rural areas, it's near whiteout conditions. So we value the partnership with NDOT, with all of our partners, and just appreciate the two-way communication.
And I know that everybody relies on your info. Especially farmers and ranchers, we got so much rural area around Northwest Kansas, Southwest Nebraska. Those folks need information because they're stuck in an area where hills and the roads aren't, you know, gravel roads, something like that. They could be stranded with a big snowstorm for days. It could happen.
Absolutely. You know, if it's happened here once before, it can happen again. And all you have to do is go back into the 70s or even 1949, those massive blizzards, something like that happened today. Wow. And it very well could. So perfect time for all of us just to get together, talk about winter weather, because we know it's coming.
Yep.
and prepare.
Yep. It's we've had snow on Halloween before, of course not this year, but everybody kind of wondering, when is that first snow going to come along? It's certainly not going to be this week.
Not this week, but we are looking at a pattern shift coming mid-month. Now, I'm not going to bet my paycheck. I can't bet my paycheck at this point, but I'm not going to bet the farm on that. But we are looking at a potential system, that third week, which is right in time for Thanksgiving.
Oh boy,
yes.
That's, you hate to have stuff around the holidays, but it happens.
It happens, and at the very least, we are getting cold at night. This morning, I had to scrape my windshield up in North Platte. And visibility, being able to see, it's huge.
Yeah.
And it's just things that we just got to get ready for.
Yeah, those low temperatures sneaking down. We've had some upper 20s. It's been hanging around 30, 35 at times in the morning, hasn't it?
Most definitely. And then the beautiful in the 80s. I loved yesterday. I'm not a big fan of the cold weather. I love the warm weather.
So how long have you been doing this now?
So, I've been here in Nebraska I'm coming up on 20 years working with the National Weather Service out of North Platte. As a professional meteorologist, my background is fire weather. So I've been a professional meteorologist for about 25 years.
Now, I'm glad you brought that up, because the summer months, it wasn't as bad this year for the state as in past summers, was it?
Down here, at least for severe weather, not as bad. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you that we in the North Platte area had in the 31, 32 tornadoes, which is more than double our average, and it was closing on a record year for us. So one thing that I like to say is, you can have any types of weather at any time, basically here in Nebraska, and especially winter. I mean, we've had snow in North Platte on September, I think it was the 10th. So it's just a good idea to be prepared, and we tell everybody, have a winter travel kit when you travel,
Good point. I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, be prepared for, in case you might not think the weather's going to change, but when you don't think it's going to happen, it does.
Most definitely. And that winter travel kit, make sure you have some high caloric food, water, put a sleeping bag in your car, because it's most of our bad outcomes come during the winter season here in Nebraska.
Very true. We could talk weather with Sean for hours and hours and hours. You could too, couldn't you?
I definitely could.
There
I
you
definitely
go.
Could.
Well, thanks for coming down. You bet.
I do appreciate it, Rich.
You bet. Levi, I'm going to bring it back to you now. You guys go out of, you and Lance both can kind of chime in. You guys, in the past, with other storms around the state, you send crews to help them out if they're needed, right?
For sure. We've in the last 4 or 5 years, we've deployed workers in pretty much every corner of the state to help out. I think at one time we had up to 20 individuals from our district that went up and helped in the northeastern part of Nebraska. So yeah, we've kind of been all over. The state's really good about someone needs help, we'll ship guys off and keep enough back here to help if we get any winter events as well. But yeah, we've sent snowblowers, loaders, lots of plow trucks, lots of reinforcements to other districts.
And on the flip side, if you guys need help, the cavalry comes and helps you guys out as well, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
You bet. You hope it never has to come to that, but Lance, I know you've traveled before, other locations before.
Oh, absolutely. For fires, floods, snowstorms, every part of the state, yep.
Lance, I got to ask you, because I know you and I have talked about this before. If you get behind a snowplow during the winter and the stuff like that, folks, don't touch the rear end of their snowplow. Don't get too close. Back away a little bit. Don't get too close, right?
Well, absolutely. Stay back and just pass when you can see. If the plow knows you're back there and he gets a long line, a lot of times they'll try and pull over and let you, if it's okay, if the road conditions allow, but they'll give you a chance to pass. But if you have a truck heading west and the wind's out of the north and it's a light snow, they're kicking that snow up into the wind and it's blowing it across the road. And a lot of times people just, and I understand you're impatient and you got to get to work or whatever, but they just pass blindly. They can't tell if anybody's coming. and that light snow is blowing across the road, they can't see, and they just go. And that's just you're just taking, you know, taking chances there. So hopefully they'll give you a chance to pass or slow down enough, maybe not pushing or throwing as much snow in the air, and you can see to pass. A lot of times our guys, I mean, I've run the route east of McCook for years, and I was coming back to town about, it'd be almost 7 o'clock, so you're getting that people coming to town for that 7 o'clock shift, and you could have 20, 30 cars behind you. So, and sometimes you can't see them because the conditions are bad.
Mobile, the technology has really helped you guys out as well with your trucks and stuff like that over the years, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. That's one of the biggest things that has changed over the years is the technology in the trucks. And people in the office can see exactly what's going on the roads, having the cameras on the trucks, and they can see what you see for the most part, and everybody here can and see what you're putting down. So there's always communication going on. Levi could, or Kerry could be in the office, or me, and see what the trucks, where they're at, what they're putting down. Those guys in their trucks will put down their road conditions and stuff like that. So yeah, that's one of the biggest things. And everything's, like I said, calibrated down to where we know exactly the amount of chemical we're putting out, and we're really trying not to waste anything.
Levi, you got a website for folks when we get to the winter, in really, it's year-round, but you got a website where road conditions and cameras, and that's really cool that what the NDOT has done over the years of really putting this website together.
Yeah, our traveler information system, our 511 Nebraska, it's available on an app. It's you can get it on your computer. It's, it really helps people stay informed, and kind of to tack on to what Sean was saying, be prepared, also stay informed. This is a great tool, as well as looking at the National Weather Service and what they're putting out, and you can really know what those conditions are, and you can see the camera footage from our trucks, and it usually doesn't look as bad on the camera as it really is out there, so always keep that in mind. But you could know going out into a storm that, hey, I might have to sit behind a plow truck for a while. You stay informed and not have to make those blind passes.
Always prepare. Leave early. You know it's a snowstorm. One night into the next morning, you got to go to work. Make plans to leave 15, 20, 25 minutes earlier.
Yeah, leave earlier. Slow down. Any moisture on the road, don't use your cruise control. I know that gets harped on a lot, but it's really important. And sometimes it doesn't look that bad, and it might just be slushy, but that slush can really grab your tires and throw you off the road, or it might be black ice. Mm-hmm. You know, it looks like there's nothing, but just stay informed.
All right.
So one thing with that app is that you could track a plow and see where he's been, and say if you're coming from Maywood down to here, mm-hmm. and just see that if it's something you have to get to McCook for work or whatever, you could plan it and know that, well, that truck just made a round, and he's heading south, and maybe you could get behind that truck knowing that you need to be behind them or whatever, but you can see where they're at and how fast they're going and mm-hmm. stuff. So kind of make a plan according to where the plows are.
And always be prepared for road closures with some of these storms, correct?
Yep. It doesn't happen a lot, but mm-hmm. and we don't want to do it, but sometimes right. it just happens. And times that something that affects us is when they close the interstate.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, all that traffic has to go somewhere, and they end up down. A lot of times they'll end up on Highway 6.
That can kind of create some chaos, can't it?
It makes it interesting.
I bet it does.
So yeah, if our road's open, then you know, and a lot of times interstate is closed in places, but the roads are fine here, and all of a sudden they have to keep back, whatever you call it, back closing or whatever, that just so that somebody isn't stranded without a hotel. I mean, the roads can be fine in Kearney, but out by Sydney it's horrible. So they just keep closing backwards, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden people are ending up on Highway 6 and. Or their maps on their phones taking them somewhere, and they end up on a county road somewhere in bad yeah. conditions because it took them there. So
now, Levi, District 7 is one of 8 across the state, and you cover 13 counties in the area. Is that right?
I have 7 myself. Kerry's overall 13, but uh-huh. Yeah, we have 13 counties, just over 2,066 lane miles. Each truck is responsible for anywhere from 40 to 50 lane miles. So. That's one thing to keep in mind. You know, we try to be out of our gates around 5 o'clock on most storms, 5 o'clock in the morning. But it takes those trucks quite a while to make a full round. You know, you can do the math, and it's roughly 2 hours, sometimes even longer to make a full round. So just because we've been out there for a while, you know, we got to be patient and let our trucks do what they got to do.
Not only do you have drivers, but then on the flip side for your trucks, maintenance managers and mechanics to keep those trucks moving along every day, right?
Yep. Now we have 11 maintenance managers in the district and 10 mechanics, and you know, we're all communicating throughout a whole storm, trying to keep everybody in a loop of what's going on. One thing we never want to happen is, you know, out west, they're doing something completely different, and the roads get either clearer faster or they stay worse. So then traveling public goes from clear roads to bad roads, and we want to keep everything consistent for the traveling public.
Great information, guys. We're going to hear talk a lot more. Do we miss anything? Oh, did I miss anything, Levi? Levi sent me notes. I remember just a few minutes ago. Oh, that's right. He shot me an email with that, and I saw his. Do we miss anything else?
One thing I do want to say, so obviously we have our winter events, and they can be dangerous for obvious reasons, but one thing people don't think about, and we see it all the time, is a post-event. After event, a lot of times here in Southwest Nebraska, we get you know, north winds, northwest winds, and you might have stretches of clear road, but we have blow-ons. Mm-hmm. And so you got traffic going 65 mile an hour, and then all of a sudden there's a blow-on. So if you utilize that 511 system, you can see we have trucks out on the road, and a lot of times post-storm, it's for blow-ons, and those blow-ons can be really, really dangerous if you're not paying attention. So once again, just stay informed.
All right. Well, I know Carrie and I will probably be touch base the night before, something like that. Shoots me a text. Hey, can we talk in the morning? We usually, Carrie, we talk, 5:30 or 6 o'clock, something like that, just to get the word out on what you guys are doing and what the weather's going to be doing as well.
Yeah, I keep pretty close track on the weather and try to give some information. It'll be helpful to everybody to make their decision early in the morning.
We're going to keep doing that again this upcoming season, if you wish.
Yeah. I don't think we'll have anything to talk about, though, this year, Ren.
Yeah. Oh, never will. Never will. At least not now. Yeah. But, yeah. But as Sean said, mid-November, a couple of weeks, Thanksgiving, I'm looking at my calendar, is 3 weeks from Thursday's Thanksgiving. So, Sean, that's right around the corner, something like that. So, very, very soon. Carrie, anything else this morning?
I think our team covered it well. I just want to remind everybody, we got a dedicated group of 54 plow operators out there, and their job is to make the roads, clear them up and get them as safe as we can, as soon as we can. So just give them a break, and thank you.
You betcha. Lance, anything else?
Nope. I think we covered it all.
Good stuff. Sean, how about you?
You just want to add, just appreciate what NDOT does for us. It's the work that they do. We can't do our jobs without them, and we just really appreciate the partnership with NDOT.
You betcha.
And, of course, the radio station.
Yeah. So. You bet. It's good to talk to you. Good to see you once again.
It's a pleasure.
We'll see what Mother Nature has in store this winter season coming up.